Join meeting room number 4.
Okay. Our feet? Yeah, I'm fine.
Slight blister on my left heel, but it's totally fine. Doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, my blister's healed up. At all, and you can ask John about the type of deplorable footwear that I like to wear on hikes.
Anyone have any adverse stuff? Because one of my guys had some pretty bad.
Spit it out.
Basically full heel.
A full heel what? You broke up.
Full heel peel. Like the whole sole of the feet peeled.
Was it off. The guy that was wearing Timberland boots?
Yep. It was Nathan. I'm talking to him about getting better boots. But yeah, just want to double check on that. And the other part is, anyone got any mountain or hiking fever?
What is that? The symptoms of that?
Mountain and hiking fever, it's basically just when you go through a very long and strenuous, prolonged march, your body puts out all it can. So your immune system is very low. So it could really be anything, a fever, the sniffles, whatever.
I mean, great.
I was sick before, although I did get home and I was like at a kind of schizo moment the other night. But anyway, I think I'm okay. We'll talk about it later. Okay. I'm not sure if it had anything to do with the hike. I think, well, it's probably exacerbated. The sickness was exacerbated by the strenuous.
I actually had a fever dream, too. Well, it's because I was really dehydrated, I think.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask. So proceed as you were.
Well, yeah, we kind of finished up the hike recap. I just wanted to get your input really quick. Right now, we're just going over planning with everyone for activism and stuff.
All right. Well, in that case, I will probably hop into another meeting room and await Thomas then. I'll let y'all handle your internet work stuff.
Good. Hey, thank you, Brandon.
Given the number of people in this room, may I suggest that you have an area they split into other meeting rooms to discuss their plans instead of just going down the whole list again?
Yeah, that might be better.
I don't know. I kind of like to keep track of it a little bit and set goals for everyone. Not to get into specifics. But yes, so basically, I want everybody to do activism. But we're going to do some pioneering over in the eastern side of the mountains. David's been wanting us to get out there for quite a while. Let's just do it. Let's get the banner. Let's go do a big action over there. But yeah, Frederick and Alexander want to go to your own meeting and plan some stuff. Feel free to do that. There's no other Idaho guys here. Marcus, what's up with George? Have you heard from George lately? Doing all right?
He's taking care of some kids and some family troubles.
Okay. All right, welcome back, Vincent. So, Vincent, you and me and Ethan this weekend on Saturday are going to go out to Washington. And we're going to meet up with David do an action. Saturday morning, I have to be at the Department of Licensing to drop off idle work for my vehicle. After that, head out there. If it is taking too long, you guys can feel free to go on without me. But I don't think it should take too long. So I predict we can, I'll text you the guys the details, but probably get out there around noon, 1 o'clock, or heading that way. So do you guys think you can come out and do that, Ethan, Vincent, on Saturday? available?
I should be good. Yes.
Are you talking head out there at noon or be out there at noon?
I'll decide on those details and send you an action plan, but it's like a 2-hour drive, so I would say we'd probably be rolling back around 4 or 5 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah, what are we talking about, Ellensburg area or something, or do you want to just save that for later?
Yeah, Ellensburg, Wenatchee, I mean, I'm not going to disclose the exact location, but yeah, about a 1 to 2 hour drive from Auburn area county.
Yeah, we can probably make it work. We'll just hammer out the details later between us.
Can you be available?
Can I be available, what, Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Sweet. That was a yes from you, Vincent.
Yep. Should be a yes from me.
Sweet. Is that cool with you, David?
Yeah.
All right. David, I'm entrusting you with planning and executing this action. Want you to find adequate parking and scout that location if you haven't already. And we will come bring the banner to you and we'll go do it. Sound good?
Okay.
Haste. Well, all right, gentlemen. I think that covers about everything for this this meeting. I'm pretty tired. It's like 9 o'clock. Don't have any questions, comments, or concerns for me?
You putting in the order for ProMat this week?
I already put the order in. I sent Thomas $500.
When should we expect?
I don't know. Sometimes his packages arrive like in a month. Sometimes they take a little longer. I don't know. It's not like ordering from Amazon. It's ordering from Thomas.
Did you get some patches in that order?
No, but I can send him a message.
Yeah, I just need the PF flag, you know, a few of them.
Man, I told you to get me a patch.
I might be able to get extra patches from Thomas at the Southwest hike if anybody wants to shoot me a message about that. It'll okay. Be free of charge.
That's probably a better idea. That way yeah. We get off our pro mat and then you can... Yeah.
Just coordinate that with me, yeah.
Okay, no. Let's coordinate that right now. Now that we're all here, how many patches and what patches do we need? Let's get this in a message.
Well, hey, hold on. Hold on a sec. So when is the Southwest hike?
Next month.
Last weekend of September.
Yeah.
And I will be able to get back before the end of on Monday.
I believe so. I don't know the details. You'd have to ask Brandon California. If you're interested, message him.
Well, I guess it wouldn't really matter. I don't have any way to get over there.
You have so to fly, someone would pick you up.
Huh?
You'd have to fly, and then one of the guys down there would pick you up.
Yeah.
Anyone else interested in attending the Southwest hike? I can refer you to Brandon.
It's going to be an awesome hike. Not as beautiful as Rainier, though.
Undecided if I'm attending or not.
No, I've never even been on a flight by myself.
Okay. There's been other members that have been in the same situation. I can help you with your kiosk and other stuff. I've been on many flights. You'll be okay. Group line.
Yeah, my problem would be actually getting a ticket. That's
why. All right, gentlemen, I think that concludes our meeting. I had a bunch of guys like leave. Why did they do that?
Well, you were gonna get a list of patches.
Yes. What patches do we need?
Well, how are you gonna get them out to us?
We meet up with Alexander quite a bit for activism. We will see him. So
yeah, I will always make the trip up to Portland to do something fun. Or Seattle. And Seattle's not that far from Portland either.
Just drive and bunk at my house, Alex.
And you want to do a demo here, David or John?
I would like to, yes. I've been wanting that for a while. It's a matter of planning it and running it over to Thomas and saying, look it, we did all the work for you. Let's do it. So
yeah.
Let's make it happen, Thomas. I think if we can do Philly, I think Seattle is definitely doable. What do you guys think?
If we can do Seattle, we could do Portland. Come on.
No.
Talk to Walter. He had the entire thing written out. Pick the perfect location, perfect campsite, everything.
Why didn't he run that to me?
I don't know why he didn't run that to you, but he talked about that to me for a while.
Just kept that to himself. Goofball.
All right. Well.
Okay, patches. Let's stop getting derailed. Patches, patches, patches. Who needs patches? Charles, patches.
They would like a chevron for my hat.
Okay.
And somebody mentioned flags. Flags are always cool.
So all the new guys need patches. So that's Vincent, Charles, Tyler. Not new, but that's four chevrons. Four Browns, Bills, and then
the back
make him hat. Give us, okay, four back of hat patches.
We don't have network insignia yet, do we?
We do. I actually have one on my uniform. So let's just tell Thomas and get us some of those too. Four network A patches.
I don't have any patches, so.
Is anyone interested in the new patches that Thomas is rolling out? Has everyone seen that message?
Nope. Haven't seen them.
Ooh.
I've seen teasers of them. Has he actually released a message about them?
Yeah, he released it in activism after he drew the concept art.
Okay, wow, that is a lot. Patches, how much? Like $5, right? Forget it.
If I remember correctly, right around then, yeah.
Yes, $5.
Five. Oh, what? That doesn't seem right. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's $5 each. Yeah, you're looking at like maybe $100 worth of patches.
Okay, yeah, it's $100. I pressed an extra zero and got $1,000. I was like, it doesn't make any sense. All right, guys, we gotta somehow send Alex $1,000. Yeah, so there you go. M. Sent Alexander. Save that message somehow. Four chevrons, four round seals, four. Cool.
This is because the other hike was so fun. I am potentially interested in going into another hike, and if I do end up going to that one, maybe it'd be easiest for me to transport the patches back up.
Hey, you know, if you're interested in going, do members ever fly together Is that something that they do?
Yes. We've done that for like all of the last few events that we've attended.
Hey, I'd be more willing to go if I'm going with somebody else.
Charles, you're a goofball. All right. So what we do when we go to an event is everyone gets the same flight. And then that way we are all in the airport together when we go there. And then when we get out and we have a ride for all of us. You might have your own seat away from guys in the plane unless you like pick a seat with someone else. Like I flew with Matthew Washington down to San Antonio next to him. Yeah, like you're going to be fine, man. We're going to take care of you. You don't need to be worried at all. But airport security and all that jazz it's not that bad.
Oh, well, I mean, I fly every year, but I always, you know, I'm going with my family.
Right. And you can order a ticket as long as you like have your first, last name, debit card, whatever. I mean, I can buy you a ticket if you want. I've bought tickets for guys in the past. That's actually how we used to do it, was that the network director would buy everyone's tickets for them. That way we would not reveal the location to people. But the downside of that is everyone doxes their information to the network director, which, network directors should be trusted individuals who clearly aren't going to do anything malicious with that information. I don't know, guys just weren't really comfortable with that, and I was waiting for them to, like, Venmo me, so I hounded guys to buy a ticket, buy this date, buy the same flight, and it didn't necessarily reveal the March location, it revealed what state we're flying to, and that was it, so it worked out fine, and I think that's how we should just continue to do it. What do you think, Lawrence? I think that's good to just tell everyone, get this ticket, get this flight, airport. Rather than them all doxing their info, letting the ND buy them.
Yeah.
That would work a lot better for me because I don't have an account, you know?
Right. I mean, like, literally, like, I can just add you to my ticket and I add your first and last name and then whatever else info. Oh, boom, I bought you a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, Venmo you, though. I can only give you cash. It's the best I can do.
Fine. Okay, we're not really flying anywhere anytime soon unless I decide to go to the Southwest hike. I don't know though. I think
hey, sounds like it'll work to me.
Kind of tired of spending money.
you wanna be able to be a shekel hoarder for once?
Yeah, I would like to have some money in the savings.
John, do it I did. I only eat ramen now. I'm on the Thomas diet.
Oh my goodness. John's dad told me that. He was John Utah's dad was giving me advice on like how to be successful, and he has a very thick German accent. And so he's like listen, John, you just have to eat the cup of noodles every day. He just went on and on about how like you need to eat a cup of noodles, and it was so funny listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger telling me that I have to live off a cup of noodles if I'm going to be successful in life.
All right, listen. So I've been meaning to bring this up, and nobody looks in the damn chats or responds to me. There are several protests happening that's going to have a lot of people at it. You know, probably young people too. I know these are organized by boomers, but you know, young people straggle along. And I think it would be a good opportunity to go there. And, you know, you were saying that you didn't want to get any debates with these people, but I don't see why we have to get in debates with them, you know?
Why not sticker the location or put flyers in the location before their event?
Yeah, I love doing that.
That's fun,
Thomas,
to do.
No, Thomas wants me to help with creating a guide for going out and handing out flyers to crowds. And he believes it's an effective form of activism. So, yes, we can do that.
Awesome.
So, Charles, message me on Rocket Chat all the details you have for these things.
All right.
And if they're reasonable. I'm a weekend warrior. I work late every day on weekdays, so it's kind of hard for me to do stuff on a weekday. So if one of these protests is on the weekend, I definitely can probably help make that happen for sure. Just message me the details and then
I'll have to check the calendar. There's two
They're both simultaneously after each other on the 2nd and the 3rd of next month.
It on rocket chat because I won't remember you telling me.
All right. You got it.
Not good at remembering numbers on the fly.
But yeah, so the Southwest hike is next month, right?
Yes, end of September, last weekend.
All right, that should be enough time to scrounge up funds for that. And if we're able to work this out, it sounds like fine to me. I'm just going on a hike with my friends, and there won't be any service.
Okay. All right. I guess we're going. We're going. It's final. Multiple of my guys want to go, so I'm going to go. Vincent wants to go. Vincent, you could probably, somehow acquire Charles. Maybe he can taxi closer to you. Or
we'll need a ride, yes.
You can have a ride by then.
Absolutely. If I go, Charles, you are welcome to ride with me. That's no problem at all. Driving up there is pretty easy for me.
Awesome. Okay, let's just do a head count then for the Southwest hike. Who is interested and who wants to go? Who wants to go meet a bunch of PF guys? I heard Thomas is coming.
Yes, he is coming.
Okay, now I have to go.
Okay, Southwest hike, Charles, Alexander.
What day is it?
Vincent. The last weekend, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just like how we set up ours, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 24, 25, and 26 of September.
Okay, I will be right back.
And we fly and get back, and I'll be able to get back in the morning, I'm hoping.
I'll check. I know I'm on call, but it might be the following week, so I might be able to make that. I'll have to look at the calendar.
Right, I mean, I got to school. So I have to be back on Monday before school.
Yeah, missing. I've never flown anywhere to do a hike before. But if we're going to leave the tents and climb the poles and things like that, that probably means I'll have to do checked luggage. Maybe to save costs, those of us flying from Seattle, I can just bring one thing of luggage. We all throw all of our checked luggage stuff in one piece of luggage and then fly it over just so we don't have to check multiple pieces of luggage, so I'll probably be fine with just carry on and then check luggage for the tents and
yes. So what I believe we are doing is it's like any other event or demo. We are going to fly in Friday at some reasonable time. Or maybe we can make it a little unreasonable and get the California guys back for making us get up at the ass crack of dawn to take them back to the airport. that's petty. But yeah, fly in a reasonable time on Friday and then fly out Sunday afternoon at some point. Probably, I would say, late Sunday night. And I would even say, it'd be wise to get Monday off of work. And it is the last weekend of next month, which is September 24th, 25th, 26th. So Southwest hike, 5th, 6th, head count so far is going to be Charles, Alexander, Vincent, John Waugh. We have a Don Waugh. Where's Don Waugh? Oh, he didn't get a mumble set up.
That reminds me of a...
Forgot about him.
You guys watch any Frank Castle?
Yes.
Well, Don Wario? Coincidence? Frank Castle is amongst us.
Yo, where is his account? Oh, he didn't even know we have a meeting. I haven't added him to the BNW General chat. Gosh darn it, he could have been here.
Oh, I didn't even get to say welcome to him.
Now all I can think of is Dr. Don Wario.
Oh, Tyler, because of you, I'm getting pit vipers now.
I had mine, but I fucking put them in the other backpack. I was going to wear them, too.
What is this you were speaking of?
Red, white, and blue ones. Vipers. There's cool, edgy sunglasses for white supremacists. Okay, who else is interested in going to this hike? Tyler?
I'll have to look at my calendar. I'm interested, but I know I go on call, but I don't know if it's the following week or if it's that week, so I'll
you're going to have a foreign legion arriving to Palm California.
Tyler's and maybe Ethan, Marcus,
David. Hey, that's what is taking place, right? California?
Yeah. Rough.
Not know.
Yeah.
You don't need to know. Don't know where it's at.
That's not enough of a general location. I'm not spoiling anything.
Somewhere in the Southwest. Well, unless if anyone else is interested in attending that and flying out, you're more than welcome to. It's not like it's an event in your backyard, and it's not a march, so you don't have to feel like you're obligated to go. Speaking of which, December 4th, Thomas says that unless it is your own wedding or your own funeral, need to be there. It is going to be bigger than the last one that we had, and he expects a 120% attendance rate if this is going to be successful. The reason why Philadelphia was a success, right, and we didn't have guys end up going to jail, we didn't get beat up by that mob that was following us, was because we had the numbers, right? There was no way the whole entire police force of Philly would have been able to shuttle all 150 guys to jail for walking around with a flag, correct? But let's say there was a lot less than us. We've had demos in the past that were less than 50 guys. If that was the case, they probably could have easily done that in a couple hours and shut us up and kept us in jail for 24 hours if they wanted to, right? So everyone being there is helping out with everyone's safety, all right?
Well, you're buying me a ticket. Again, tell you how much.
Fine. So, December 4th, all of us are going.
And actually, if we could buy the... is this during the weekend? I mean, like...
Yes.
You gotta understand.
It's 6 months in advance. There's absolutely no reason, whether it was on the weekend or not, you could not make this happen 6 months in advance.
Well, what plans do you, want you have? If this isn't on a weekend, and I have school,
okay. I don't know. Well, I will help you do your homework. All right, so December 3rd, 4th, and 5th is when it's probably going to be. So I would say get the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December off, and then I would recommend getting the 6th off. That way you can have your own chores and stuff to do yourself. I like to have a day off after an event. So I take Friday and Monday off of work, and I already have Saturdays and Sundays off. So it's pretty convenient for me. So 3, 4, 5 December.
Yeah, it'll be weekend. You'll be fine.
All right. Well, that's good, because there is absolutely no way I could weasel my way out of it. Not really anything.
Yeah, you'll be good. Don't worry.
I up and leave during a school week, and I will be murdered when I get back.
All right, I gotta go to bed, guys. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, let's, I want to call it a meeting.
All right. Well, we will talk about this at a later date. But, Vincent, we should... Vincent's not here anymore.
Damn. Okay, I adjourn this meeting. Lawrence FL, meeting room 3.
I'm still here, Charles.
Oh, you are? Okay, all right. So, we should try to get Anthony, three of us, to go do something. What do you think about that?
Yes, I agree. If you have any ideas for places for small banners, I still have 2 small banners in my possession. They would be not exactly appropriate for a large highway drop, but something that would be more for like a pedestrian bridge or like a smaller road. So if you have any ideas for that, I have a couple of small banners that we could potentially drop. And I know Anthony is pretty busy and relatively unresponsive recently, so if just had to be us, I'd be fine too.
Well, I do know of a couple going into Bellingham that we can do that are pedestrian bridges. I'm always looking out for places to banner. I would have to get a more specific location on them, but that's a matter of just asking. I'll drop you the locations in Rocket Chat, and we can organize a date to go do that.
Yeah, sounds good. The only complication I have is that my work, I have these late night meetings. I have like daily 8:30 p.m. meetings to tell some people overseas that they're being lazy and that they need to work harder, unfortunately. But that's a complication of my schedule, just so you know.
All right. Well, and you do you do those, you know, like every day?
Most work days.
Well, you don't work during the weekend, do you? Because the weekend would pretty much be the only time I would be able to do anything. Unless you want to, I'm probably going to be getting a job and, you know, that'll have to be after school. So, I'll have most of my schedule taken up. So I'll end up being a weekend warrior like, John.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I know I'll probably be doing something during the day on this Saturday, but potentially that night or Sunday could work or some other weekends.
Yeah, any time in the next 2 weeks and works for me because I'm only doing one class at my school for 2 weeks. So I'm open for the entire day.
If you're doing a banner drop,
that's all I got.
If you're doing a banner drop, make sure you have at least three guys. Is like you can do like you can drop the banner with like two guys, but you need at least someone to film that because otherwise it's like you're not going to get very good pictures.
I did it with two guys and a camera tripod.
Yeah, just
that
pop it
too.
Up.
I mean, if you have that, that would work as well.
Vincent has a camera tripod. I'm willing to bet. Don't you, Vincent? I think that would do.
I have a couple, but thank you, David, for the call. That's a good thing. Now I know what you That's good advice. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. All right, well, that's all I got. If you guys want to have some casual banter, it's
yeah, I got a question for you before you hop out, bro. You said, what, second and third for the protests or whatever next month? Are you talking Thursday, Friday this week?
It's not the... hold on a sec. Let me check the calendar.
Good point, Ethan. He'd be like, it's the first of next month. It's like, you mean tomorrow?
Right.
It's Thursday and Friday, I'm pretty sure.
What is this, COVID stuff?
Yeah, they're protesting COVID. It is going to be next. It is Thursday and Friday of next month.
Where are they? I've been looking for anti-mask protests in my area. It's very Republican, but I haven't seen any activity.
They are kind of underground. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. They're kind of underground.
I've seen a few of them pop up around Snohomish. They just appear, and I'm not on social media, so I don't know how they're being organized, but I do see them.
There's like 500 people at the one that I saw last time that some of my family members went to. There's like 500 people. So, I mean, they're big, but they're really underground. And if you don't have a connection to find them, you probably won't be able to.
How are they underground if they want to make like a public demonstration?
I don't know how exactly they're hiding themselves so well when they're trying not to, but somehow they do.
Where was the last one? The hospital?
Yeah, it was.
How did that go back to law enforcement?
There was hundreds. There was hundreds of people there, apparently, from what I was told.
That would be my concern, is like a large law enforcement presence, people being suspicious of handing out flyers and stuff. Flyering beforehand, that would be pretty cool. Or stickers beforehand.
Well, hey, what's wrong with handing out a couple of flyers? What are the police going to do about that? There's nothing illegal about doing that.
React angrily.
Mom, we're friends with the Republicans. They're not going to do that to us.
Hostile forces walk among us. And Republicans are some fucking normal people. It's all
right. Right, I get it. They're sort of...
Democrats are the real racists.
Oh, no.
That is true.
Have you seen the real conservative challenge video? Where the guy's like conservative rap, and he's like, the liberals call us homophobes, but I love gay sex. That's basically the conservative line. It's like they basically just parrot everything that the left said 12 years ago.
On the spot. You just love how these parties all got co-opted by the gay anal empire.
But Charles, what are we talking? Are we talking,
yeah, you
Puget Sound area? You don't want to tell us the location? You're talking
2-3 days from now, what, around here or not? Or
it's going to be at the, it's in Ferndale, actually.
Where's that, Oregon?
No, that's Washington. That's just above Bellingham or above Seattle. I'm just looking up on a map.
All right, y'all, look it up.
You think you'll be able to make it, Vincent?
Probably not on Thursday, potentially on Friday, but I might have something else on Friday too.
It's between 5 and 7 p.m. for both.
It's hard to do because I have to be back to do my my night call, depending on the day. If it was Thursday, it might be easier actually than if it's 5 to 7, but I would have to drive up there during some pretty heavy traffic times.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I get the feeling that if this is going to happen, John will be organizing further.
All right, I'm jumping off. I gotta go to bed. See you guys later.
All right, see ya.
Yep, same here. Have a good night, everyone.
Heading out.
Night.